Armistice with Richard Feidler. Written and read by Richard Feidler.
This is the first part of a special series called Armistice. And this story begins with two friends called Ben and Adam.
He'll talk a lot about that.
Yeah. Ben Walker lives in France. He lives out in the French countryside. And he made a special trip to the Australian Embassy in Paris to talk with us.
All right, so you comfy there, Adam?
And Adam Phillips. He lives in Melbourne.
Well, let's just get started
there. I spoke with Adam at ABC Studios. Ben and Adam live on opposite sides of the globe. But these two remain very close friends. They've known each other ever since they were little boys.
Look, Adam and I had the great fortune of going to the kindergarten together. Actually, it was really our mothers who became friends.
I have a vivid memory at kindergarten of Ben. Our mums met with us under their arms and we were put together and we became bosom buddies. I think the Flintstones were the big thing at the time. So I, unfortunately, was Barney and he was Fred because he was taller and we were bosom buddies, yeah.
We had this wonderful childhood growing up in Hawthorne. At the age of seven, we were allowed to have a bicycle. So, you know, our parents went down to Laurentia Cycles and we both got the same sort of bike at the same time. And that was just our passport to freedom as kids.
Were you naughty together?
Richard, yes. Well, what 7 years old? Kids aren't naughty.
So we were down in the stormwater drains in probably places we shouldn't be. And
we would kind of climb the fence and go down and explore that. And it was a test of one's courage to see how far one would go down these storm sewer drains. And, of course, if their parents knew what we were doing, they'd be just horrified.
And we were out in the park kicking the footy. We both barracked for Collingwood and lived in Hawthorne. So we were crawling under the fence at Glenferrie Oval. And even when Glenferrie Oval became not a main football ground anymore, it still had the commentary boxes. We'd be running through there. And we'd even get up and operate the scoreboard, the old wooden scoreboard, every now and again.
And Glenferrie Oval at that time used to play the VFL on the Saturday afternoons. Adam and I were Collingwood supporters, but we liked the fact that they offered free drinks at the after the game to all the supporters. So we'd go in sheepishly, kind of pull a jacket over our Collingwood football jumper and see if we could get a can or two of Coke.
I hope you don't mind me making this observation, but that's a terribly Collingwood thing to do, I reckon. There, Ben.
So, yeah, I mean, lots of adventure and lots of fun. Ben is a really adventurous guy and really encouraged me, and I think we probably egged each other on to get up to just good, wholesome neighbourhood mischief.
So you're more than friends, you're accomplices, pretty much.
I'd say so, yeah, yeah.
How was it that you think the friendship kept rolling along and is still here today?
What are friends? Friends aren't necessarily the cool guys or the people you sort of really have an affinity about. It's just about shared experiences. And the more shared experiences you get over time, you can't take those away and say, well, I've just transported those to somewhere else. And so we had a lot of shared experiences. And we grew up with the same sort of values. Our parents were very close friends, family friends, as the neighbourhood did through the local primary school that was very proactive and integrative. But I think at its core, you know, Ben's an adventurer and I sort of had that cheeky adventure spirit too. I just needed to be egged on, and Ben was very much the captain, I felt, when we were younger, and I was the willing accomplice.